sagt die Mishnah weiter, man sagt es Pesachim, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Yud Gimel. Shtei Chaburis, we have two groups, Shei Eichlis, that were eating Bebayis Echad, in one house. Elu Haifchenes Pneim Heilach, we Eichlin. One group turns their faces in one direction and they eat. The Elu Haifchenes Pneim Heilach, we Eichlin, and the other group turns in the other direction and they eat. The Amechem, the Ensa, and there's a kettle in between the two of them. Okay, let's try to understand this. We know that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten in groups. You have to make up beforehand which chabur you belong to. Now, on the one hand, the Pasuk says, in Parshas Bo, Kapitel Yud Beis, Pasuk Zayin, how do we eat the Karban Pesach? Al habatim asher yoichlu oisai bohem. From this Pasuk, it appears that two people can eat one Karban Pesach in two houses. Because it says yoichlu, that's Loshin Rabin, two people, Oisoi, that's one Karban Pesach, and Batim is two houses. So one Karban Pesach can be divided into two, and two separate people can eat in two separate chaburas, in two separate houses from one Karban Pesach. What you can't have is one person eating from the Karban Pesach in two separate houses. That's why later on it says, Babayis Echad. That's in Pasig Mem Vav, Babayis Echad Yayachad. So once again, one more time. The Gemara is going to explain this is the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. You can take one Karban Pesach and divide it into two houses, two separate groups. Each one goes to their own group. Two people can break up one Karban. Each eats it in a different house. But you cannot have one person going from house to house eating the Karban Pesach. So here we have Shtei Chaburas, two groups, Shaya Eichlis, that are eating Bebayis Echad in one house. And they're eating all from one Karban Pesach. They took the Karban Pesach, they divided it into two, which is okay. What we want to make sure is, though, that one person doesn't march from one and he says, "Ooh, let me see how these Yidden are eating their Karban Pesach. That should be Geshmak. Let me sit down and join them a little bit." That you can't do. When you join your Chabura, you have to stay there. So you can have Shtei Chaburas, two groups, they're eating in one house, they're eating from one Karban Pesach, and they can turn in different directions. Because you can take a Karban Pesach and divide it. This group turns their face in one direction and they eat. And the other group turns their face in a different direction and they eat. You can have two separate groups eating from a Karban Pesach. That is not a problem. You can have these two groups facing in opposite directions. What is the mechem? In the times of the Gemara, they had to dilute the wine with warm water. So the kettle was placed like on a heater. Cha means warm. Mechem, that would warm up the water. So really it was a kind of a mechitza in between the two. So it's breaking up the two chaburas, but that doesn't bother us. It's practical to put the mechem in between. This way each one can reach for it. It's strategically placed between the two groups. Either there's a mechitza between the two groups, or you have one Pesach being divided, there's mamash a mechitza in between. So again, we said you can take one Pesach and divide it into two groups. Vayter zok the Mishnah, kashah shamish oimid limzayik. Then you have the shamish, the one who's serving. He stands up to do the meziga. The meziga is diluting the wine. So l'maisa, the shamish also, he's a yid. He has to be part of a chabura. So he has to make up beforehand which chabura he's part of. But l'maisa, he has a job over here to dilute the wine for both chaburas. So really, the shamish is eating with one chabura. He's just serving the other chabura. But we don't want to make it look like he's eating with both chaburas. We want to make it very clear. This shamish belongs to one chabura. He's also serving the other chabura. So therefore, kisha shamish oymed limzag, when the shamish gets up to dilute the wine, koyfetz espir, he has to close his mouth. He has to make it very clear. I'm not eating. His mouth is closed. Machsir espanav, he has to turn his face, keep his face in the direction of his chabura, the one he officially belongs to. Until he comes back to his chabura. Then he continues eating with them. So this shamish is going to have to be very careful here. It's a little tricky. He has to close his mouth, get up, look only at his chabura, and come over here and dilute the wine for both chaburas. But we need him to do this. It shouldn't look like he's eating in both chaburas. And finally, the Mishnah concludes, the hakala, a kala who is embarrassed because people are looking at her, hoifecha, says Pinel, she can turn away her face, v'yecheles and eat. The Kamel is sitting here with the Chabura, but she doesn't want to look at them. She's very tzniyastik, she's shy. She wants to turn away. If she turns away, it looks like she's not part of this group. It looks like she's part of a different group. It's okay, you can have two different groups sharing one carbon Pesach. So basically, this Mishnah is giving us one major yisayt. You can take one carbon Pesach, according to this opinion, and divide it into two groups. So you have two groups eating one carbon Pesach. They're all facing different directions. It's like two chaburas. It's not a problem. I can even put the kettle in between, meaning the mechem that warms up the kettle. It's mamash a mechitza between the two. It's not a problem. You can have one carbon Pesach divided into two. They could be in two separate houses even. What's going to be a little tricky is if you have a shamish over here that has to dilute the wine for both. Okay, so he officially belongs to one chabura, like any other yid. He has to be part of a chabura for the carbon Pesach. So when he gets up to dilute the wine for the other chabura, we want him to close his mouth, to look only at his chabura. People shouldn't think he's going from one chabura to the other. We don't want people to think that he's eating in two separate chaburas. That you're not allowed to do. So he keeps his mouth closed, and he's looking at his chabura until he returns from his job and he sits down with them. And then the Mishnah told us, sometimes you have a situation where a kala is sitting in the chabura, and she's embarrassed, she's shy. She doesn't want to face the company. There's an inyan sometimes to look at the kala, not mamish to look at the kala, but at her tachshitim, whatever the case may be, she's embarrassed because people are looking at her. So she wants to turn away, and she can't. It looks like she's not part of the group. It's okay, as long as you're not going from group to group. It doesn't bother me if it looks like she's part of a different group, because even if she was, you're allowed to have that. You're allowed to have two chaburas, eating one carbon Pesach. It is kedai to mention, perhaps, that the Rambam learns this Mishnah in a completely different fashion. The Rambam learns that the Mishnah is telling us that if you have two groups that are eating in one house, it has to be very clear that these two groups are separate groups. And when we say they each turn their faces, we don't mean that if they want to, they can turn their faces. They have to turn their faces in opposite directions. It cannot look like they're one group. And we learn that they can keep the mecha that warms the water in between. It's mashma from the way that Rambam learns, or at least as some understand the Rambam, that you have to put it in between to show that it's two separate groups. And what does it mean that the shamish has to close his mouth? So we learned until now, we shouldn't think the shamish is eating in two separate groups. According to the Rambam, it means that if the waiter had food in his mouth, and the other group is saying, it's time to serve us, he has to close his mouth and not chew the food. And he has to keep his face turned toward his own group. And only after he returns to his group could he continue chewing. And that's to remind him that he shouldn't forget and swallow in the wrong place. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat in our Mishnah.